You know, I actually escaped some serious Jezebel stuff going on through the years. And that's why I say I'm an expert. And one of the reasons I got in it is because I didn't believe. I went by my own understanding. I didn't believe the word. You know, I didn't trust the word instead of just looking at what somebody, you know, would say, you know. And Jezebel's a good talker, you know. But there was a lot of future faking. There was a lot of gaslighting. It was before people knew about narcissism that I was seeing these things, and I was like, are these people even human? Are they real? Are they even self-aware? What's wrong with these people? And a sister in Christ online told me, you know, the Jezebel spirit swings from insecurity to pride like crazy, you know. So when you would call them out on their junk, they would swing to insecurity and crying and fake tears and all that stuff. And then when everything kind of leveled out, then they go back to their games, you know. And it was just like the sine wave. It was a cycle, you know. And it's hard. And the reason they tried to keep the drama going is to keep you confused, you know. You're trying to go about, see, they know you got a job and you got bills and all that. So while you're at work, they're doing crazy stuff, and you get off work and you have no peace, and you say, you got to go. Then they throw in all kinds of major drama because if you kick them out, it makes them look bad. Why do you kick you out? So it's good to fight these fights early on in life when you're young, because you don't want to fight them when you're older. So you want to take notes and get wise to the game, because it is a game, the game of life, to the flesh creatures, to us spirit creatures born again. It's not a game. But even a lot of people who are in the so-called churchianity, if you want to call it that. I wouldn't call it Christianity, churchianity. A lot of people think they're okay. But their mama and their grandmama and their sisters, they've all rubbed shoulders with them so much that they think that's normal. See, the world, if the world is doing it, do the opposite. If you really want to know what's right and you don't really know your Bible, you look at the world, look all around you, and see what the world's doing, and do the opposite. If the worldly women are running the streets, going to the bars, and bad-mouthing their husband, and running from house to house, speaking things out, not, the Bible talks about this, and that's what they're doing, the Jerry Springer Show, whether it's their mama or their sisters or their neighbors or their church members. If they're all doing it, it's contrary. Do the opposite. If God made man the head of his house, there's a reason. And quit going by your own understanding and submit to that, because there's a reason behind it. And I don't care if it's a man or a woman. If you think you're above authority or rebuke, you're delusional. So think about a man working a job. He's got a boss who's his authority. He's got the tax man who's his authority, the government, the laws. I'm saying if a woman's at home and she has no authority, she's just doing whatever she wants to do, that's really, to let her just do whatever, that's not love. Real love is holding somebody accountable to their foolishness, knowing they're going to take off, knowing they're going to leave. But you did your duty. You did your duty before God. You showed them accountability from an authority figure to do their duty, to do their responsibility. You know, who are the ones who want all the privileges but no responsibility? Those are the children in life. Those are the childish people. Those are the... They want all the privileges but no responsibility. So when you marry somebody, man or woman, test them. See if they're able to handle responsibility. See if they put fun before responsibility. See if they want privilege with no responsibility. Because this reality, this life down here, is not going to let you live that way. And if somebody's mama or daddy or something, let them just be spoiled brats and get by and did everything for them, and they had an easy life, and they didn't have to sacrifice. You know, I see some. I worked my way through college. I worked the whole time, part time and studying. And so, you see all these people with a silver spoon, and then they get in situations where they got to take responsibility and they don't want to. They want to throw it off at somebody else. They want to cry and throw a fit and run from accountability, you know? And then blame the other person and say, hey, they're mean, they're Hitler, they're evil, because somebody's holding you accountable to your duties in life, to your agreement, to your covenant. And you think you're okay because you've got everybody else fooled, but the spiritual person can see through you. You got everybody else fooled because you're not stable. You're running from here to here to here, and you make up all these stories, and eventually all your stories get old. Like one woman says, well, why do you keep going back if it's so bad? And they can say, well, that's narcissists. No, they're playing. They're the narcissists. They're the game players. They're the harlots. They're the Jezebels. They're the Delilahs playing these games. And, you know, life always catches up with them. And just like the internet exposed narcissism, the internet exposed psychopaths, sociopaths. Dr. Phil was first. He was exposing all the Jerry Springer stuff, you know. And one reason they don't want you to watch that is because you can see how stupid these people are, how ignorant. And then you got one of these living in your house. They don't want you to see the fractal. See, one of the reasons the legalists don't want you to see the fractal hologram is because the same story's playing out in every church. Every cult works the same. Every cult is the same. Every church has the same storyline. Every family storyline. Every business, same storyline. And so the people who are trying to create a limited view of life, or because they're guilty of something they don't want you to know about. They're legalistic tithe. The tithe is not even for the church. They're legalistic, never miss a day. Well, that's not even never miss a day at church, ever. And they give people awards in church for never missing a day. That's kind of like a job. Come on now, they're turning the church service into a job. The 501(c), because it is a job. That's why it's a 501(c) corporation. Paul was a tent maker, and he still preached. A lot of these fat cats, they wanna act like they're this great preacher and all. And I told you how to break the whole Bible down. It's the flesh versus spirit, every verse. But they spend years, and you never learn anything. When if you get by yourself and pray to God, he's going to show you how simple the truth is. flesh versus spirit. Do you think if somebody says, I never miss a day of church, you think that's the energy of the flesh or the spirit? Do you really think that somebody could really put rule base in a grace system and be right? Why would they want to stress you out? Why would they want to put you back under rules? There's therefore now no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus. We've been set free. Why would, if you're free, why do they put you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, legalism, and all that? Because they're a part of the system. They preach faith alone, but they put back under works. How can you preach faith alone and put somebody back under works? Because they're part of it. They're an agent. They're an agent. I don't care what denomination it is. They're agents.